Welcome to Any Questions. I'm Ian Pickus, and joining us as he does at this time each week is our resident quizzer, Mike Nothnagel. Mike, hope you're staying safe and sane.
I'll admit to one of them. I won't tell you which one.
And before we do this week's show, let's clear up that challenge from last time.
I said, start with the phrase space heater. Change one letter to a T, and you can rearrange the result to spell a two-word phrase, eight letters, three letters, for someone who might get preferential treatment. What is the phrase? Well, if you change one of the A's to a T, you can spell teacher's pet.
Do you have any of those?
No.
Noted.
And that is all I'm going to say about that. All right, Ian, I'd guess that many of our tens of listeners are listening at home right now. So our questions this week are about homes.
Homes? Okay.
After looking out a window and seeing them exiting a taxi parked in front of the house, a woman says, Andrew, the cows have come home. In what comic strip by Gary Larson?
Far Side?
The Far Side is right. And a 1982 Far Side cartoon coined the term thagomizer. And sorry, if I'm saying that right, for the arrangement of the spikes on the tail of a stegosaurus. It was used in one of the captions of one of the strips. And there had been no official name for that thing yet. And so over the years, that word has slowly been informally adopted as the thing to call them.
That's my favorite dinosaur. Did you know that?
I did not. I also didn't know you were still seven, but there's that. In 1928, the Kentucky State Legislature adopted the anti-slavery ballad My Old Kentucky Home by Stephen Foster as the state song. As evidenced by its original name of Poor Uncle Tom Goodnight, Foster's inspiration for the composition likely came from an 1852 novel by what author?
The Pride of Hartford, Harriet Beecher Stowe.
That is right. What ABC television series, based on a Japanese series called Fun TV with Kato-chan and Ken-chan, began as a one-hour special in November of 1989, before returning the following year with Bob Saget as the original solo host, and has since 2010 advised people submitting recordings to hold their phones horizontally so they will fit better on a widescreen display?
No more sending in tapes to America's Funniest Home Videos.
That is right. In the 1982 film E.T. the Extraterrestrial, E.T. decides to phone home using a makeshift communication device. The device involves an umbrella, a coffee can, and what handheld talking electronic toy?
What is that thing called?
That is literally the question I'm asking you.
It's like the grammar thing.
You're getting there. This is going to be fun. It's an alliterative name, if that helps.
Superspeller?
Spell is the last word.
Speak and spell.
Speak and spell is right.
We did it together.
And finally, Pete Alonso won it in 2019. Yoannis Cespedes and Prince Fielder are the only players to win it twice. And Ken Griffey Jr. is the only person who has won it three times. What event is it?
Home Run Derby?
The Home Run Derby is right. Do you remember who the first winner of the Home Run Derby was in 1985? That's right. It was Dave Parker of the Cincinnati Reds. Well, once again, Ian proved that home is where the trivia is. How well did you do sitting there on your couch, listening to us and doing nothing else? Let us know. Quiz, WAMC.org.
Or you can visit our website, WAMC.org/anyquestions, for another look at this week's questions, some extra credit, or this challenge. Mike, bring it on home.
Start with the phrase home theater. Change one letter to an M, and you can rearrange the result to spell a four-letter word for a subject learned in school and a seven-letter word for something you might learn about in that subject. What are the words?
Mike Nothnagel's associate professor of mathematics at the Culinary Institute of America and a crossword constructor for the New York Times, Games Magazine, and other outlets. Mike, I'll get to work on that challenge, and we'll be back at the same time next week because there's nowhere else to go.
We will see you soon.